Welcome to another edition of what I call American Exposé. This is Chris Gerner on the 3rd of February, 2005. I wasn't sure whether we were going to be together with Melody or not tonight. Evidently not. I don't know whether the second hour is going to be on WBCQ or not either. Just haven't communicated enough regarding that situation. But we do the best we can to do the best for our country.
Chris?
Oh, there you are.
Yes, I am here.
I was very late in calling in.
Surprise! I'm here.
Wonderful. Oh, that's great. Great. I felt so alone for some reason. A really weird feeling I just had.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I'm glad you're here. That's why.
I'm here for this hour. Probably not the next hour.
I understand. And certainly this is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver Trading Listeners. Darren has brought up together a couple of commercials. It's most important that you support her in her directions, and the writing is on the wall for us, and I've certainly been talking about that. And how are things going on your end as far as your research about things in the future?
Well, you know, Chris, people really need to support themselves also. They need to support themselves and protect themselves against the financial calamity that we're going to have. And people might say, well, Melody, you're a little off the wall because, you know, there's all kinds of things that prove that things are getting better in this economy. For those of you who are out there who believe the announcements that are made on mainstream media, well, you know, a lot of those are, what do you want to call it, Chris? Lies?
I've heard that before, yes.
Oh, gee, you know.
I don't think we live a life without lies.
I don't think so.
On a constant basis every day.
Absolutely. Particularly from the administration.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what's really pathetic is here we actually pay for the administration, for our politicians that we vote for and reelect to take our voices to Washington, and they're destroying us. So we're actually paying for our own destruction, and it's just—it's baffling.
It's not our fault. It happened before we were even born. The way the direction continues, and it doesn't change things the way they are right now. However, and I don't know how they plan to maneuver these directions, but I certainly think that these foreign countries that seem to own our country now, especially China, as it appears, most products, unfortunately, are made in communist China, it seems. And so you see these sea crate containers coming back in these gigantic sea crate container ships, and the outsourcing is going on as well. And so, obviously, the administration doesn't have the best interests of the people of this country in their minds, and they haven't for a long time, and that's the way things have turned.
Well, you know, the consumer out there, the majority of the population out there, You know, that they purchase things, they purchase these items from China thinking that they're getting a really good deal on it, but they don't realize that the money that they're spending goes into their armies, and they are certainly building up a very big military, and within, you know, 5 years, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, and they will be a problem to this country. The only thing that they're truly lacking is their, I don't know what you want to call it, their water, I don't know, their water service or their water submarines or whatever, and they're now, that's one of their main focuses right now. That's why China's going out to all these major, you know, they're going to Russia, they're going to Iran, they're going to Venezuela, they're going to Canada. I mean, they're out there scooping up all the oil that's out there. They're doing maneuvers, military maneuvers with Russia. There's going to be no stopping China, but the people over here are just so dumbed down, they think they're getting a product cheap. And what amazes me is when we think about how cheap those products are coming in from China and the wages that they pay over there in China, I'm appalled at the prices that we do pay over here.
Mm-hmm.
So all this money is going into these multinational corporations to where their main goal is to make more money and to totally rip the heart out of America by outsourcing our jobs. And, you know, they could really give a hoot about what's going on in this country, because it's all about money, and the money is that naturally going to be the destruction of this country. People need to prepare, because one of these days they're going to have to make some hard decisions. They're going to have to decide what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. I believe things are going to be offered to us. We have this, you know, the national ID card, these driver's licenses. I'm not going to accept the driver's license. I refuse, because that is beginning. You're accepting the
Mark
system, and I'm not going to wait until they have the implants. You have to stop now. You have to refuse it with these driver's licenses, and there could be a lot of hardships when that happens, and people need to be prepared.
Well, that'll turn you into a good driver, won't it?
Absolutely. I guess it's called bicycle.
That's the major force for Agenda 21. They want us on bicycles.
Well,
isn't that interesting?
I don't know if they have four-wheel bicycles to get us through 3 feet of snow, but yeah, they're going to have to think of alternative methods of getting around. And for people who are on Social Security, people who are on Medicare, people who are on Medicaid, people who take any type of check from the government, they will force you into taking it. You're not going to have a choice unless you're prepared, unless you're financially prepared. And that's by getting out of debt. That's number one. You have to get out of debt. Get out of debt the best you can. And then you need to prepare and add gold and silver to your portfolio. Gold's going to play a very major part in our future. And I know a lot of people think, well, you know, the Bible says that it's going to be worthless. You're going to throw it out in the street. It's not going to mean anything.
Got
well,
that.
You have to read the whole book. You just can't pick out that scripture and read that one little phrase and take it to heart. By doing that, that means gold is going to be worth something. It's going to be very valuable at that point in time. And I think we'll have a lot of hard times. We might even have some good times before then. I don't know. But you do need to get prepared, and you do need to add gold to your portfolio. I mean, gold can be bartered for a side of beef. It could be traded on the black market. You can put it in your pocket. You can cross state and international boundaries. You know, try giving a farmer a monthly brokerage account statement for some beef, or try giving them a stock certificate. You know, you don't even get stock certificates anymore. You get a brokerage account statement. You can, you know, try trading an MP at a border crossing with a brokerage certificate in exchange. So, you know, gold markets, they're open all the time. Your stock brokerage houses, they close at 4 p.m. They close on weekends. They close on holidays. And when your government orders them to be closed. So have something in your pockets that's real value, real money, and protect yourself. And you can start by spending $50. You can start by spending $100,000. But you need to start getting your financial plans in order. And you can do that by calling 1-800-375-4188.
Yeah, and it's a blessing to work with you. There's a lot of gold and silver companies coming on board and being created, and you've been in this business for a lot of years. You've probably seen it all, heard it all, and it's a blessing to be working with you.
You know what? Timing is everything, and there are a lot of companies coming on, and you know when you read their bottom line, again, it's a lot of mistruths out there. And I don't understand why they have to give these mistruths. I don't understand why they have to give lies. I mean, come out and tell the truth, you know. Come out and tell the truth why a product does what it does, you know.
Yeah.
Don't stretch the truth. There's no need. I mean, there's so many mistruths out there in many facets of our lives.
Oh, boy.
But, so that's what we try to do. We try to give the truth. So.
Yes, we do.
And I appreciate working with you. It's a blessing working with you. And
yes.
I won't take up any more of your time.
Are we going to be on shortwave tonight, do you think, on the second hour?
I'm going to call them now and
okay.
See if that's possible.
That'll be wonderful as we try to expand what we're doing here. And we'll keep working together, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
800-375-4188 is the number, listeners. 800-375-4188. Melody, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Chris. Good night.
Good night now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-375-4188. Well, as I just kind of rushed in here in the last moment to get started, I was pretty preoccupied. and certainly I received an email from one of our partner websites, and they've made a request here, and I might as well, you know, voice it out, and maybe Bruce might want to call in tonight and discuss where they're going with what's happening to them in their area. And if by chance either one of you want to call in, Terry or Bruce, the caller line is 559-781-3773. That's 559-781-3773. And she says, we have attempted to contact Darren Weeks twice regarding the request below of the December 30th audio, of which you indicated would be archived, and at present that date appears to have been skipped. I don't know. I haven't looked at the archives, but we have an agreement to put them on 10 days after the show is aired with the network, so the first come listeners can go get it from the network first, and then we'll put it up on our website. So this is the situation with that broadcast on December 30th, apparently. So she asked, will this subsequently be archived or is it gone forever? No, I don't think so. I don't think the December 30th show is going to be gone forever. I think it'll be back up there on the archives. And if you have further questions, you can certainly email Darren, the webmaster, to the network. I mean, to my website, excuse me. And certainly Bruce, who's the author that I indicated on December 30th, heard me discussing the UCLG, United Cities and Local Governments. Something new to me, people, United Cities and Local Governments. I mean, Dennis has sent me information that I'm not aware of. This is the point about all that's going on here. It's so big, and Darren and I in our conversations at night sometimes, we just get overwhelmed with all the directions and indications to cover. And that's why everybody has to get on board to this thing. That's why Sam and Trish and their meeting was so successful. I'm so happy it was so successful because they've created a groundswell of interest in people, and that now with the metering of the wells, they can carry off into the other aspects of the whole situation, including the World Toilet Organization. Yes, the World Toilet Organization, the other WTO, or another WTO. There might be more than two. And Trish found that. I didn't find it. I've always wanted to work together with people. That's my point from coming on back in July 1st of 1996, to set an example for others to come on board. It just hasn't worked out that way. But I'm always one to want to work together. The Secretary of the Treasury being the U.S. Governor of the IMF, I didn't find that. Tim in Minnesota found it. He did the research, and I'm so happy that he did. Because it's always about working together to try and wake up our country. It's always trying to work together to work together and make things happen, to make a change, to stop this absolute total Titanic from going down. So they say, I heard you discussing the UCLG, that's United Cities and Local Governments, and that was on February 3rd. We appear to have the beginnings of this in our area. Is there further information of a usable nature for local officials that appears on your website? No, but we're going to work on it. UCLG, United Cities and Local Governments, how did I find it? I was looking for tsunami information, and they're major in helping these tsunami victims. United Cities and Local Governments. I printed out quite a bit of it, but I don't think I'll be able to find it right away. It was so amazing that I found that information at the from the State Department last night, talking about back in October 30th of 2003 of the implementation of Agenda 21, that all government agencies have to implement Agenda 21. Now I've lost that sheet. I've been looking all over for it. So it's a fine line between printing things out and then keeping them on the computer. And once again, it's a battle without working together with others. If there's others out there that want to work together with us, we sure want them. We sure need them. We need other people to get on board to understand what's being implemented in this country and the rest of the world. In the meantime, what's happening? Your sons and daughters and mothers and fathers are going off to war in the Middle East. As I said before, this was predicted by members and people in the John Birch Society back in 73. When the Vietnam War ended, they said it's going to go to the Middle East someday. William Jasper, Bill Jasper, I remember him saying that. And here it is. We're there. It's happening. Now, is this for their freedom, or is this for the United Nations system being spread throughout the Middle East? Which, in some respects, people think that's a great way to go. The UN system is a wonderful way to go, because everybody's going to have a just future. But ultimately, no one's going to own private property. Food is going to be controlled. As a matter of fact, you will not be able to eat meat, moving us to a vegetarian society. In many respects, that's good. In many respects, a lot of Agenda 21 is good. But we don't need them to tell us that. You know? And that's the point. They bring the good in place so people will accept it. But ultimately, you won't have any say-so in the future. You will not have an automobile. You will not be able to drive. I saw an article in the paper the other day saying gas is going to rise. Oil prices are going to rise. So, you know, if you have anything to say about United Cities and Local Governments in your area, Bruce, you're welcome to call in, and we can hear your voice. The situation is paramount that others get involved. Dennis has sent me a lot of information. It looks like I can do my entire show with Dennis's information tonight. And that isn't a bad thing at all. as I say on a constant basis, this is a spontaneous broadcast meant because I don't want to plan things for you when I do a show, because everything's so engineered, so in place, it's so big, and it's very easy to connect dots. And what do I see right here? Well, we've talked about... Let's just go right here. Has anybody heard of, and I haven't, Globe International? Globe International? One vision, one world, one future, the responsibility of legislators. Globe, Global Legislators Organization for a Balanced Environment. Wow. What a piece of work he's found here. Global Legislators Organized for a Balanced Environment, Globe International, is the worldwide organization of legislators from around the planet whose purpose is to enhance international cooperation between parliamentarians on global environmental issues. Founded in 1989, it appears, Globe represents sitting legislators in more than 100 national parliaments and the European Parliament. Globe provides a unique forum for parliamentary leaders from different countries to work together to forge balanced, informed policy responses to pressing global environmental challenges. The major objectives of the organization are to enhance the awareness in parliaments of international environmental policy and legislation, and to promote and coordinate efforts to support such policies and legislation. So that's a keynote. To enhance the awareness in parliaments of international environmental policy, in other words, Agenda 21, because that's all been laid out for us in 1992. They put it all together in 1992. So to enhance the awareness in parliaments of international environmental policy and legislation, and to promote and coordinate efforts to support such policies and legislation, in other words, enforcement. Also to foster a constructive global debate on environmental policy by creating networks among parliamentarians and opportunities for exchanges between parliaments on environmental policy questions. Absolutely amazing. Globe addresses environmental problems, urging effective action by governments and private sector leaders, and suggesting alternative and sustainable approaches. There's that word, sustainable. Globe works towards improving the state of the global environment through the legislative process and other means. To this end, the members of Globe exchange opinions and information, attempting to build consensus on ways to protect the environment through national legislation and international negotiation. Globe members play a unique role bridging the gap between governments and NGOs. Ouch. Ouch. I suppose we've often wondered about that. Once again, Globe members play a unique role bridging the gap between governments and non-governmental organizations, NGOs. As democratically elected representatives, they are a part of the government policy and lawmaking processes. Likewise, as NGO members, they enjoy the freedom to exert pressure from outside of the government as well. Oh boy. Where does it stop, listeners? That's my point. Do I like to harp on the UN system every time I come on the air? Absolutely not. And I got to stop using the word harp, because HARP is something that is very critical right now that needs to be addressed because of global warming, and we're down to 13 days on the Framework Convention on Climate Change, the Kyoto Protocol. So I would rather not discuss the UN system. I would rather not beat up on the UN system, but it's so big, it's in place, it's doing what it's doing, and what are we doing about it? What are other people doing about it? What are other talk show hosts doing about it? And you know, like I said, the only reason I ever started doing this was to set an example for others to do the same thing. Come on and document where they're going with the information. This goes on to say, as a result, Globe has developed a strong reputation as a dynamic forum that committed environmental parliamentarians can use to address international environmental questions. Globe has been welcomed by parliaments, governmental institutions, multilateral organizations, and non-governmental organizations alike as a means of involving national legislators fully in the increasingly integrated global environmental policy-making process. The ability to connect and mobilize environmentally committed parliamentarians across the planet has allowed the network to become a full partner in international policy-making. The organization has had a direct and significant impact on the international environmental agenda. Well, I don't doubt that. Globe has helped to bring about the banning of radioactive waste at sea and a ban on the export of toxic waste from the OECD or non-OECD countries. Globe was also instrumental in the creation of the treaty recognizing Antarctica as a global commons and influencing the agendas of impact, and influencing the agendas of important global environment ministerial meetings. Globe has been active on issues concerning forests, biodiversity, trade and environment, and climate change. Oh, yes. The whole picture, in other words, Globe's key assets are its ability to network and gather together the world's most environmentally concerned parliamentarians and to promote the development of personal and professional relationships between individual parliamentary leaders from different countries and cultures. Globe has proven itself to be one of the only parliamentary networks able to strengthen international resolve on major environmental issues time and time again. Facing a new stage in global environmental governance, Globe continues to transcend political and national boundaries, consolidating its membership into a strong and coherent network based on mutual esteem and appreciation. Globe International, listeners. Globe International. Now, I'm wondering, and I'm hoping, that maybe Dennis got this information. From the Virtual Library on Sustainable Development, which is on the Agenda 21 section of our website. The World Wide Web Virtual Library on Sustainable Development, listeners, is in the Agenda 21 section. Darren put it up there months ago. One of you found it and sent it to me again, which reminded me about it again. And I appreciate that you did, because there's so much in here. Ouch. Ouch. You just cannot believe all these avenues, all these websites, all these organizations that have websites. And as I scroll down through some of this, you know, I can pick on any one of these, and I can pick up one. Well, let's go to Austin Sustainable Building Coalition. Not to beat up on the young man, but boy, if we got him on our side and we got him to start talking about what we need to talk about Agenda 21, then we might get somewhere. We'll be back to continue the broadcast.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
If you can hear my voice, you are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. If you would like to continue hearing these programs, there are several ways that you can help. One, you can make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there. Two, you can sponsor your favorite program with your business advertising dollars or spend your dollars with those businesses that advertise on your favorite programs. Three, simply call in on live programs and tell them that you are listening on firstamendmentradio.com. Now anyone can do that one. You can find the call-in numbers on our schedule pages at firstamendmentradio.com. And finally, you can call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address, and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening.
Dial 911 and Die, the book police chiefs and politicians don't want you to read, shows there is no legal obligation for the police to protect you. Just ask yourself, if the police aren't obligated to protect my family and I'm disarmed by legislation, what if...
A burglar!
Dial 911 and Die is available from Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Order it online at jpfo.org.
Be sure to listen to The Church at Cahuilla every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific Time. The Church at Cahuilla is a Lordship Church under the sole authority of Jesus Christ. You may contact The Church at Cahuilla by calling 559-561-4860. That's 559-561-4860. And let them know how much you're being blessed. Thank you.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Back to the broadcast, and that's actually that's the POW music I used to play when I used to cover the information from, and it always used to bring a tear to my eye, an examination of U.S. policy towards POWs, MIAs. I don't know how that came up, amazing that it did as I went to pause, but it's the U.S. Senate Committee's on Foreign Relations of the Republican staff. May 23rd, 1991. It's entitled The Helms, from those on the inside. It's called The Helms Report. It's entitled An Examination of U.S. Policy Towards POWs, MIAs, dated 1991. It's tragic. Every bit of this is tragic. We aren't hearing much about POWs today, though. Interesting. I think maybe they've covered their bases. I don't know. There are captured soldiers that have been brutalized, but not to the degree that happened in Vietnam and Korea. Korea is a perfect example, and out of this it says, unlike the result of World War II, Allied forces did not achieve a military victory in Korea. Why is that, listeners? The UN system didn't want it to happen. The Korean War ended at the negotiating table between Communist North Korean representatives and United Nations representatives. There it is. Had nothing to do with you and me and our government. Once again, the Korean War ended at the negotiating table between Communist North Korean representatives and the United Nations representatives. That's what the Korean War was all about. That's why Korea is still a hotbed right now, all these decades later. With regard to POW repatriation, the North Koreans initially demanded an all-for-all prisoner exchange. The United States was reluctant to agree to this formula based on its World War II experience with the Yalta Agreement and mandatory repatriation, knowing that thousands of those forced to return to the Soviet Union were either shot or interned in slave labor camps, where most of them died. After 2 long years of negotiations, the North Koreans agreed to the principle of voluntary or, quote, non-forcible repatriation, end quote. This agreement stated that each side would release only those prisoners who wished to return to their respective countries. Operation Big Switch was the name given to the largest and final exchange of prisoners between the North Koreans and the UN forces, which occurred over a one-month period from August 5, 1953 to September 6, 1953. Chinese and North Korean POWs were returned to North Korea, and U.S. and other UN troops were returned to South Korea. Approximately 14,200 communist Chinese POWs elected not to return to the People's Republic of China. You don't suppose we'd have that with our country? There's a good indication of what was in communist China and still is today. It hasn't changed one bit. Once again, approximately 14,200 communist Chinese POWs elected not to return to the People's Republic of China, while 21 American POWs elected to stay with the communist forces and likely went to China. These 21 Americans are defectors and obviously are not considered as repatriated U.S. POWs. However, U.S. government documents state that the U.S. government knew that nearly 1,000 U.S. POWs and an undetermined number of some 8,000 U.S. MIAs were still held captive after Operation Big Switch and were not repatriated at the end of the Korean War. Those U.S. POWs were never repatriated. 3 days after Operation Big Switch, the New York Times reported that, quote, General James A. Van Fleet, retired commander of the United States 8th Army in Korea, estimated tonight that a large percentage of 8,000 American POWs listed as missing in Korea are alive. End quote. A report by the UN Combined Command for Reconnaissance Activity, Korea, 5 days into Operation Big Switch, stated, quote, figures show that the total number of MIAs plus known captives less those to be U.S. repatriated leaves a balance of 8,000 unaccounted for, end quote. The report mentions numerous reports of UN POWs. I can't do it. I still can't do it. Let's just go on and talk about sustainable development. I don't get tears when that happens. Let me just gain my composure.
Thank you.
This is not an act. I just get so welled up when I get into that document. How in the world? And you know, I mean, yeah, I've started ranting and raving over the months and weeks because how stupid can we be to be doing this in the Middle East again? To accept what we're having to do today. How stupid can we be? And Korea is going to explode one way or the other. There's victims in Korea right now. North Korea. South Korea is petrified about North Korea. Communist China is allied with North Korea. Always has been. Always will be when it comes to World War III and the mess in place. And I can't do this anymore with this document. It's just Korea, Vietnam, geez, listeners. I mean, if we don't learn our lessons, how can, and what did they do after the Vietnam War? They created the all-military, mercenary military. Mercenaries. That's what we have today. And why are they doing this? Why are people joining the military? That's so they can get a college education if they make it out alive. That's been promised to them. And it's hard to get anywhere without a college education today, the way things have been maneuvered and manipulated. You know, if these things don't hit you in the gut from the past experiences that we've had, something's extremely wrong with you. That's why we have such prominence on the website of the Congressional Medal of Honor. The upside-down five-pointed star. Lucifer's symbol. How in the world can people be so dumbed down to accept that? Well, when you read Charlotte Isabee's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, very easy to see. Very easy to see. So anyway, we went to from the virtual library on sustainability or whatever it's called. I went to this Sustainable Building Coalition out of Austin, Texas. Now, you listeners can call his show. You can bring all this stuff up to date to him. There's such a wealth of information. There's so much going on. I don't know how to keep this from being such a secret unless other talk show hosts talk about it and document where it's going. And I did. I quit on May 13th of 2002. I quit broadcasting out of frustration of being on so late because I wasn't making any money for the network. If you made as much money for the network as Alex Jones did, I'd play you 9 hours a day. I remember that being said to me. That wasn't my responsibility. My responsibility was to educate, as it still is. That's why it's a team effort to make a network work, listeners. There's people to do certain jobs, and there's people to do other jobs, and one person can't run a network. Just can't be done. I've had too much experience with this to know what can and can't be done to make a network operate. You have to have team players that have certain responsibilities that you can trust them to do the right thing. So, sustainable building or sustainable sources, green building, what is this called here? SBC. Sustainable Building Coalition is a network of individuals interested in sustainable and ecological building design and development. You know, that's not such a bad deal. It's just that it's under the UN system that it's so bad. And, you know, companies and corporations that own forests in the past, Boise Cascade comes to mind. I don't even know whether Boise Cascade is still in existence or not. But whenever they would cut down forests for lumber, what would they do? They would, in return, replant. Taurus. That's the setup of the environmental movement. That's the setup of this no harvesting baloney that's been crammed down our throats from the last administration and before. And the fact that these corporations, which were slated to be so evil, they were doing the right thing, and they were supplying wood at a reasonable price for building. The country is vast, and there's plenty of room to rebuild and regrow, and there's plenty of wood for everyone. But the whole move is obvious to me. Many of these secret containers that come to this country from communist China are interned, filled with wood byproducts and wood logs, and they go back to communist China. A lot of these sea crane containers that go back have raw metal, raw steel in them to be utilized back in communist China. So the mission statement of the Sustainable Building Coalition exists to facilitate the organization and education of the building and design community and the general public to foster healthy and ecologically sound built environments, sustainable cyclic use of resources, responsible and healthy businesses. And under the title Origins, in 1990, through the combined efforts of the City of Austin's Environmental and Conservation Services Department, the ECSD, and the Center for Maximum Potential Building Systems, the Austin Green Building Program, the GBP, was created. This unique program received the United Nations Earth Summit Award at Rio de Janeiro in 1992, the only recipient from the United States. See why this broadcast works and it's so spontaneous? This is something completely new to me, and this is something more than likely completely new to you. And it's happening in Alex Jones's backyard. And he takes phone calls. You have to make the phone call to let him know about the United Nations Earth Summit and Agenda 21, which has spawned out of that. It goes on to state several professionals from the building and design community were brought together as advisors to the GBP, that's the Austin Green Building Program, joined with other like-minded individuals for informal meetings to further explore the spiritual as well as building aspects of sustainability. In other words, Mother Gaia. As the group grew, that's right, as the group grew, the need for more formal association was indicated. During the summer of 1992, the Sustainable Building Coalition was organized. Absolutely amazing. Well, I'm out of there. The Austin Sustainable Building Coalition, it's number nine. Number nine? Of organizations. It's number nine of organizations in the World Wide Web Virtual Library on Sustainable Development. Absolutely incredible. And why did I go there? Because of what Dennis found about Globe. And I was wondering if that's where he got this information. I was hoping he did, because I hope it's no bigger than what this is. Because the setup is well in place. And the need for more people to come on board to educate each other about what's being developed under the UN system wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't the UN system. But keep in mind, Globe International, and we'll get it up on the website as I'm able to get Darren to do so. It's just like the archive show from December 30th. Darren is very, very busy. He has many responsibilities, a full-time job, a full-time family job. He has four websites to take care of, and a fifth one in the future. He'll have five websites to take care of. So Darren will get it done when he can. But of all the people that I've known, and he just made two commercials for Melody Cedarstrom and Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And keep in mind, support her, 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. It's your responsibility to support her, listeners, and we can grow and make a difference in educating our people and our country about the perils of this Agenda 21 UN system that's being crammed down our throats, whether we like it or not, because of the engineering of the economy and the UN system, the loss of jobs, obviously, as the Economic Policy Institute stated, we've lost many jobs below the borders and overseas. Factories have disappeared from this country to do that. And they say it right in their own work. So GLOBE, Global Legislators Organization for a Balanced Environment, is a new one on me. And more than likely on you. And so we go to the field of GLOBE, Global Legislators Organized for a Balanced Environment. International is the international organization of legislators from around the planet whose purpose is to enhance international cooperation between parliamentarians on global environmental issues. And it's a multilateral organization type. Its address is 1636 R Street, Northwest, 3rd floor, Washington, D.C. Phone number, email address, homepage, globeinternational.org, globeinternational.org, listeners. And they make some notes here. GLOBE provides a unique forum in which parliamentary leaders from different countries work together to forge balanced, informed policy responses to pressing global environmental challenges. That's a nice way to say totalitarian UN control of everything. Including, more than likely, the loss of your vehicle and your ability to travel by your vehicle, which is absolutely ludicrous. It's an absolute joke on us. The main objectives of the organization are to enhance the awareness of parliaments of international environmental policy and legislation and to promote and coordinate efforts to support such policies and legislation, to contribute to generating a global debate on environmental policy by creating networks among parliamentarians and opportunities for exchanges between parliaments on environmental policy questions. Amazing. Oh, man. They have all sorts of information, publications on this website. You can get the brochure on biological diversity. The brochure on climate change, February 2001 is the date. On May of 2002, the Declaration of Legislators at the International Legislators Conference on Land Use, Watersheds, and the Marine Environment. Boy, that's a piece of work, I'm sure. The Declaration to the UN Finance and Development Conference is March 2002. So there's much here. And certainly Dennis has been busy this week. We covered this week this FAO Netherlands International Conference on Water for Food and Ecosystems. This is going on right now. dated January 31st to February 4th, 2005, out of The Hague and the Netherlands. The Hague at the Netherlands, or from the Netherlands. Get it right. They have a provisional agenda, African pre-conference on water for food ecosystems, international commitments related to water for food and ecosystems. Let's see where that takes us. As I'm waiting for that to come up, Dennis the Menace sent me State of the World's Forest, dated 1999. And apparently we've got to bring this up on the website, too. Situation and prospects for forest conservation and development. And it's big. See, that's the point. If we don't all get together and work together on all this, what's the point? That's why I threw up my hands on May 13th of 2002 and said, geez, what's the point? Here I am on at midnight, not getting anywhere, people not listening. Other hosts coming on, taking my time away because they're paying for it. Can you imagine me paying for my airtime when I have nothing to sell and I'm sitting here trying to educate with documentation that no one else does? I've only been learning this all my life, this situation our country's been in. I've only been learning. I started learning about this mess we're in the fourth grade when the Cuban Missile Crisis happened. And I remember everybody's they're all upset because they've all got to build bomb shelters because Russia's going to nuke us. And my mother said, they're not going to nuke us. This is the setup. There's going to be no nuclear war. And here we're doing these civil defense drills in the fourth grade, hunkering down under our chairs or our desks in the fourth grade because we're getting ready for a nuclear war. My mom said, no, there's not going to be a nuclear war. This is a setup. That's way back in the fourth grade. That got me started. Back to continue the broadcast.